need.
We've gone through 60 years since independence, through our ups and downs, through military coup d'etats, economic stagnation and revival, and all of that. Notwithstanding all the challenges, we are still together as a country. We have a lot to be proud of for that. I think that it's something that we should cherish. Of course, we could have done better as far as economic performance is concerned. But notwithstanding all the ups and downs, what has remained unshakable and what is unshakable is our heritage and our culture. Heritage and culture is the one thing that nobody can really compete with you for in the world. It's a unique commodity to us. And it is something, therefore, that we have to hold very, very dearly and make sure that it shines through our struggle for economic development.
A member of the UK House of Lords, Lord Paul Boateng, in an interview with Radio Ghana, congratulated Ghana on her 60th anniversary, but challenged the leadership to build on Pan-African trade.
Ghana remains a beacon for the rest of the continent. The peaceful transition, the achievement of the people of Ghana in creating a strong and thriving democracy needs to be celebrated, but it's important to use this 60th anniversary as a call to go forward together to build sustainable livelihoods, to recognize the importance, for instance, of agriculture in our economy, to recognize the contribution that young people want to make, and to create the sort of jobs that will give them hope. And to do that, we need to discover the importance of Pan-African cooperation, building intra-African trade, encouraging investment by Africans in Africa, building a strong tax base so we can finance the public services that every country is entitled to expect.